Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions. How do we record an episode? How do we get our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and super, super easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. We like Anchor because of the fact that all of us from wherever we are can record, make our episodes, and just put it out there super easy. So that's why we think it's pretty great. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear you podcast.
Good afternoon and welcome to another exciting podcast from downtown Pontiac, Pontiac Tribe, 7 North Saginaw Street. I am your host, Ben Carr, and I am here now with a great group of guys, young guys who are with a group they're calling Pontiac Now, and I'd like to let you know what they got going on. Take it away. But starting with Benjamin, he's going to explain us as the lead what their business is and why they're in Pontiac. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Thanks, Ben. So, yeah, basically, we've got 4 guys here, all entrepreneurs from the different areas. We got guys from out of state, we got guys like myself, worked in downtown Detroit. Got to see a lot of the innovation and stuff that was going on there. But a couple of years ago, I was exposed to the culture here in Pontiac, and we're all involved in technology, blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, and whatnot. And it's a new and exciting technology. And so when I started talking to some of the move makers down here in Pontiac and heard about their openness to it, started looking around and realized that it's a perfect breeding ground for this new technology. So Pontiac Now,
indeed.
What's that?
Yes, indeed. This is this is what Pontiac needs, right? I mean, Pontiac has been around forever. Pontiac's basically having a revival.
Exactly.
And, you know, stuff like blockchain and stuff that a lot of people don't know about around here, and you guys are bringing that to Pontiac.
Yep. So it's a perfect breeding ground for that. And, you know, I was talking to some local leaders and they said, yeah, we want to make this happen. I said, I agree. So let me introduce you to some guys. And that's where we're joined now with the rest of these guys, Drew, Andrew, and Rob. So why don't you guys take it away?
Oh, hey, so I'm Drew Graham. I'm working on the Pontiac Now project. I was first brought into the project by Ben. He was the...
Drew, where are you from?
I'm from Metro Detroit, so I'm born and raised in Livonia, and I worked, I was living downtown Detroit from 15 to 16. So I got to see a lot of what Metro Detroit revival looks like and what the kind of opportunities that you can get from joining those movements. So I was familiar with that, and most recently I've been traveling for the majority of this year to different blockchain events. Specifically, I went to Puerto Rico, which is going through a kind of similar phase where there's a lot of new investment coming in, and that's being driven by the blockchain technology, and favorable legislation to that is bringing in, it's bringing in a lot of energy and innovation. So I being exposed to that and then coming back home to Metro Detroit, Ben alerted me to the kind of opportunities that were in Pontiac, and I can see a lot of parallels between the two cities. So that is primarily what I'm looking to do with Pontiac Now. We're hoping to not only have cryptocurrency accepted all over this all over the city to make it kind of fully integrated, but also to help train and prepare people to join this new workforce in this new industry of blockchain, and with all their respective programming language, whether it be Ethereum.
kiosks.
Outstanding. You know, Detroit and Pontiac have a lot of similarities. I mean, as we're sitting here, you know, probably what Detroit looked like 10 years ago.
Exactly.
I feel like we're sitting here in Pontiac right now, what Pontiac could be in 10 more years or 5 more years. You guys, I think, are in the right place. I think this is something that's Pontiac now. Great name, fellas. Great name for a comeback type scenario. And I know you guys aren't basically from Pontiac, but you know, bringing stuff like this to Pontiac is one of the most important things to help revive Pontiac. So, you know, Andrew, that was Drew just speaking, but Andrew, tell us us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so my name is Andrew Futrell. I co-founded a digital marketing firm. We're based currently out of Livonia. That's where I was born and raised. But back in the day, my dad actually was born in Pontiac, and my great-grandfather owned a local shoe store.
So your roots are bringing you back to Pontiac.
Exactly.
So excellent.
As soon as I talked with Ben and Drew about what they were doing and what they were getting involved with down here, my eyes just lit up. I was extremely excited, and we tried to figure out a way that would work out to where we could collaborate on whatever it is that they're doing down here. So that's a brief overview of what I do. I was same boat as Drew. I was living down in Detroit 2015-2016, saw the evolution, saw the opportunities just from the short period of time that I was down there, and I've always wanted to be a part of a movement like this.
Right.
Never sure how it was going to happen, so it's very exciting to be involved with everything.
Very exciting times here in Pontiac, because it's something that's, you're kind of on the ground floor of a town that could be something so much more.
Right.
We see towns like Royal Oak and Birmingham, and those towns just thrive.
Right around
New
the
apartments going up, all kinds of stuff, money in town.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll see that within the next 5 years here in Pontiac too. That's what we're all trying to work
towards.
I mean,
the thing about places like Royal Oak or Detroit is the big players are already there, and there's not much room for new investors and new technology and new businesses to step in and say, here's some ways that we want to shape that.
Benjamin, you're exactly right.
Dude, and then, I mean, the thing about Pontiac is it's a breeding ground. It's an incubator space. We're right here sitting in a WeWork space that, like, anything can come out of this. And because of how new and early we are in the redeveloping of Pontiac, we can do what we want. And we're doing great, exciting things. And we're not the only ones to be doing that. There's plenty of other entrepreneurs here. All you got to do is go downstairs,
Floor
13, grab a beer, and next thing you know, you're talking to someone else who's working on some other project in Pontiac who's got the same bug that we did.
No, I came here almost 2 years ago, and looking at where we're at now compared to where we are 2 years ago, I think when I got here, I think there were 14 tech companies hiding in these buildings down here.
Wow.
Now I'd say we're probably double that.
Yeah.
So with bringing companies like Pontiac now, bringing you guys into the play, getting space down here, having a place to call home and help make something out of Pontiac is very commendable. It's something that, you know, will last a lifetime. I mean, this town is once a thriving town. I think you guys have the right idea, because there are tons of opportunity. You saw it in Detroit, you can see it here easily.
Right.
Robert, tell us, you know, a little bit about you.
Sure. So I'm the other co-founder of Mindset Marketing with Andrew here, actually. And I grew up in this same town, Livonia. And basically, where I'm at with this project is I am capturing the visual functions for this entire thing. So I'm creating kind of the actual vision that we all have, and I'm putting it into, I guess, existence, if you will. I'm actually making it tangible. So I've been creating the video for the actual revamping of the city. And the best part about this for me is that I've been able to talk to some of the local business owners and things of that nature and kind of see things from their perspective. So it's been really interesting to see the people of Pontiac and how they are and their drive and want to continue on and to make this a better city. So that's...
You know, we've seen the same thing about 10, maybe 15 years ago. The town went through a... emotion, almost where people were coming in, they gave some type of incentive to, I believe it was, you get a free year's rent if you pay for a year, so they'd end up with businesses would get opportunities.
Yeah.
I think that kind of folded with whatever, I don't know exactly what happened, but it kind of folded, I think, with the economy. But right now we've got a thriving economy. We can't, you know, you see all the parts and pieces slowly come together. And I think you're seeing that through the community with the business owners by talking to them and saying, hey, you know, things are changing a little bit here and there. You know, you do see some companies come and go or businesses come and go, but that, you know, it's gonna happen. But we're seeing more people, we're trying to get what we would say, you're trying to get more companies from or businesses outside of Pontiac to know that this place is a thriving community. Yeah. That, you know, there's plenty of opportunity with office space and to open another franchise business, a pizza place, a shoe store, stuff like that. So, you know, putting that together, Robert, and video is one of the most important things because we all know.
Awesome to capture. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, because
well, you got to meet, you've been everywhere from what, M1 to, you know, via electricity or meeting the local, you know,
the nightclubs.
Yeah. Great nightlife. But I mean, something that, again, I wasn't around here in 2003 either. But at the same time, a big difference I would see is I don't know what businesses were coming in 2003, but the fact is now we're being built on a solid foundation. What we bring blockchain technology to Pontiac, it's already got a thriving and a growing technology industry, but now this new form of technology, blockchain,
So explain that to me a little bit. You're talking about, you know, blockchain being in all the different stores and restaurants downtown area, people being able to use cryptocurrency is in their stores to be able to buy and sell stuff and for services. So how does that look? I know I've seen something down the street, an ATM machine that actually allows you, that takes this stuff, but you know, we don't really know much about it. And I know people at Pontiac and people around here, they heard about it, but they don't really understand it. So give us a little bit more depth look of what that is. I mean, because this is an important thing. This is happening all over the world. Billions and billions of dollars are being traded in services and whatnot, but making Pontiac kind of something like a mecca of technology and something like this to make a whole town a place where you can do and trade and do Bitcoin, that's something that hasn't happened in the United States yet. So bring that, you know, making Pontiac now to help bring that whole thing to light is a very important thing, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, again, that's why when I initially was brought into the project and heard about bringing in and trying to fully integrate cryptocurrency and blockchain into a city, coming straight from Puerto Rico, where I was at this conference with a lot of people who were moving down there, and just kind of how much excitement was brought just by having a city that was willing to work with and create favorable legislation and working spaces for people in this industry. It was obvious that there's just so much opportunity. Going to your question about what exactly is blockchain, what's the opportunity, what it's about. Blockchain is all about decentralization. So essentially it is taking away, or rather bringing power back to the people. So traditionally money systems are centralized. So we have a central bank in the United States, it's the Federal Reserve. They set the interest rate. So in 2008, when all the banks crashed from giving out risky loans, subprime mortgages, they were bailed out by the Federal Reserve, who printed,
Printed more money.
It was $19 trillion of zero interest loans, which essentially is one bank printing money for free and giving it to other banks, which those banks just got extreme bonuses. Their CEOs, no one was fired. So
Instead of helping bail out Main Street, they bailed out Wall Street, made them richer while the rest of the country.
So people like people who live in Pontiac felt, I mean, everybody felt the crunch.
Right? And Metro Detroit was especially hit by that. We had the city go through bankruptcy and related, based off that economy. And I think.
Well, I think Detroit, Pontiac, yeah. Right? The cops ended up becoming state cops, and, they had no money to fund the police department. So you got this huge funnel of stuff that happens because of what our country is doing. And blockchain is more of a global currency, which can be traded. And
more importantly than being a global currency, it's a decentralized currency. So you don't have an entity that can simply create more of it and give it unfairly to certain groups. And that's what causes this boom and bust cycle we have.
You're telling me I don't have to pay banker fees to get my money?
Correct. Yeah, you can actually own all your money, not have to put any money in the bank and ask somebody for access to your own savings. You don't have to.
The $3 charge I get at the ATM machine is not going to happen?
Correct.
And that's what's so exciting about bringing it to Pontiac with, giving the power back to the people. And we're going to make Pontiac the first city to fully integrate crypto payment systems at any retail store. Among other things, we're going to offer job training in this technology so that Pontiac can be on the forefront, because there's so many, even I come across professionals every day in finance that don't understand even remotely what it is. And that just shows you how early on we are. The dot-com bubble, people compare it to the dot-com bubble all the time. But when you factor in inflation, the dot-com bubble burst at $4.5 trillion. The total market cap of cryptocurrency is less than $400 billion. We are in the infancy stages of this, and so we're trying to be the first city in the United States to bring this and start to get the ball rolling early on so that we can benefit later on down the road, just like Silicon Valley did 20 years ago.
Right. Now, Pontiac, when we look at all the tech companies that are kind of hidden in these buildings that used to be bars and nightclubs and stuff, and the studio apartments and stuff are all getting revamped into companies, right? I mean, we're sitting in a building right now that I don't even know what it was a couple of years ago, but even 20 years ago had some type of retail space or something going on in here. Yeah. But, you look at, the end-all, say-all of the technology and what you're trying to accomplish. What does that look like as a store owner, as a restaurant owner? I'm sitting here, say we go down to Fillmore 13, and I'm going to pay with cryptocurrency. How does that look? Is it a cash register that these people have? Is it a cell phone that they're going to be plugging your information in? Yeah. Is it an iPad? What does that look
like? So we're working hand in hand with businesses right now just to develop. We already do have a pretty simple point of sale system, just like how someone might use Apple Pay or Android Pay with a credit card. We can do the same thing with crypto. It's really easy. You don't have to buy new systems or anything. But right now, because we're so early on, we don't even expect too many people to be trying to come down here and use cryptocurrency. That's not the draw. What the draw is telling all these people that are massively leaving San Francisco and parts of California because rent is so high, and they're going to Puerto Rico, like Drew was saying. We're saying, no, before you go to Puerto Rico, come to Pontiac, where it's an opportunity zone where you can invest your money, tax capital gains free if you invest it here.
Aren't you saying there's billions and billions of dollars of cryptocurrency people have that they started
out of here? It's flooding out of the United States. Exactly. Yes. And we want to bring it to Pontiac. And so being able to tell people across out of state, out of country, that, hey, if you bring it here, not only do we have great tax incentives and a thriving nightlife and cheap rent and amazing restaurants, but it's telling people that, if you bring it here, we're the most friendly city to accept it. You could pay for anything you want with your cryptocurrency.
Outstanding. And, you look at the value of not necessarily say rent, but if I wanted to own a building down here, I know down the street there's a three-story building with a deck on the back of it with two apartments in it, going for $300,000. Literally, I think one of these people who has started in cryptocurrency and blockchain who had bought into that a long time ago could come in here and just buy the whole town. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, you've got a building across the street that has a restaurant and everything in it. It's got three apartments. Another one down the street has three apartments. It used to be a thriving restaurant bar, and that's going for $400,000. I mean, you can't buy a house for most people live in houses, you know, in West Bloomfield and right down the street here for houses that are $400,000. You can own a whole building for that much.
And that's why we exist, is to let people know about that opportunity here in Pontiac. You know, whatever it is that they are looking for, it's here, and it's here for a great deal, and it's very promising. It's like getting in on Detroit in 2010.
Right, 2010. Yeah. We're 8 years down the road, you can see what Detroit has done and what one person basically
has done. Yeah, we don't want just Dan Gilbert. We want tons of young, new entrepreneurs who are in this new technology to understand what is here. All it takes is one tour around the city, and all of a sudden you catch that bug. It's not just me, and it's not just these guys here.
So, you know, talking about the city a little bit, and I know you guys have been coming down here quite a bit, and I've talked to you guys, I've run into you guys four or five times now in the last couple of years, and you know, the Riker Building is a big part of a lot of the comeback down here. You see a lot of tech companies in there, and a lot of companies thriving in there. That's where I started out. That's where, you know, basically a lot of people have started out, and they've moved out into the town area. So that's a big, you know, it's a big plus.
Yeah.
Looking at what's down here and, you know, places to eat have been, you know, for me, I know have been really solid. And I think, you know, the Fillmore 13 and Experimentation have great food, and a couple other restaurants down the street. You know, there's a new restaurant just opened, Menagerie Lounge. You got a bunch of different places here and there. So tell me, where's your favorite place to get a beer around here?
Yeah, I mean, I love the Apricot Belgian Ale downstairs at Fillmore 13, but there's no place I've been to, hell, in the United States, that you can walk into, play Mario Kart on Nintendo 64 and drink a beer at the same time at Experimentation. So it's got to go to one of those two, but thankfully they're in the same building, so I can just walk from one to the other.
Yeah, I think they even have a game night down there at Experimentation, which has been pretty popular with the people. I mean, that place is packed for game night. I think they're adding on to the back of the restaurant because of that. So yeah, it's very exciting times, and you know, the beer is made here. It's basically, you won't get it anywhere else. And I think both of those companies have now canned their beer. So they're now working on getting their beer distributed across the state. So, you know, as we know, the Apricot Ale is an extremely good beer.
Yeah.
You know, there's War Cry and a bunch of others, and that they have, and Experimentation. Those have been really good. Some of my favorites.
Food is solid too.
Food has been solid down here, I think. I've been here for 2 years. I don't think I've had a bad food anywhere. It doesn't matter, you know, where you go. You can go to the local bar down the street and they serve a great burger. You can go to the market and get any type of sandwich and drink and stuff. So
M1
Grill is really good.
Before the shooting last.
Solid, you know, and the food downstairs as well is really good. So, you know, I thank you guys for coming in, and, you know, I wish you the best of luck in getting this stuff done. And of course, you know, the tribe will help you out in which way they can. You know, we do have a good group of people here that will help any which way. So I appreciate you guys coming in and explaining to us what, you know, cryptocurrency is somewhat, and kind of, you know, until we start seeing it inside the restaurants and stuff, I think it'll be more of a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. But I think it has to happen. You guys are exactly right and on the right path. So good luck to you, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us.